Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Vortex, where lies and falsehoods are trapped and exposed. I'm Michael Vorse, back from the Philippines after an extremely enlightening trip. Our last day there, we had the great honor and blessing to address a sizable crowd at the Archdiocese of Lipa's Pro-Life Week activities. The Archbishop himself, Ramon Arguelles, attended all three talks in person. What was remarkable was that after our talks were concluded, in perfect concert with them, the Archbishop made some closing comments that were nothing less than astounding, especially and in particular coming from an Archbishop. He freely admitted and openly discussed the division that exists between bishops and how this division is damaging the Church, which is of course true not only in the Philippines but also universally. Our Holy Father, Pope Benedict, has also openly talked about this in the closing days of his pontificate. What is beyond remarkable about this is the very salient point that bishops generally never like to talk openly about the divisions that exist among themselves. They like to always portray a unified front. That unified front is oftentimes nothing more than a facade. Bishops generally like to give the impression that they never break ranks and are always presenting that united front. But behind the scenes, little else could be further from the truth. There is scant unity among many of the world's bishops these days. Some division is over prudential matters where reasonable men can and probably should disagree, but the other causes of the division are much more alarming. They betray a willful ignorance as the current state of peril in which the Church finds herself, or in some cases an actual desire that the Church remain crippled in dealing with evil. The causes of these desires are many, but there is no denying that there exists among the world's bishops, including the cardinal electors, who will gather in Rome shortly to elect the next successor to St. Peter, there is deep, deep division. There are some in the American hierarchy who, for example, have mocked the idea that the Church is in a crisis. Cardinal Timothy Dolan of New York, for example, openly joked about the idea at a Knights of Columbus meeting about 18 months ago when he laughingly said, "Well, for those who say the Church is in a crisis, they should come to this Knights of Columbus meeting." Others have followed up and taken his lead and behave as though it's just business as usual. Others are a little more astute and realize the great and impending peril that the Church is in all over the world, including a number of bishops in the Philippines that we have met with and personally had far-ranging discussions with. Another bishop deeply concerned about the current state of affairs is the Archbishop of Davao City, also in the Philippines, with whom we had a very frank discussion, Archbishop Romulo Valles. He, too, was deeply concerned about the lack of faith in the advancement of evil taking place in the Church and how that is affecting society at large. And now, on top of all of this division, a blockbuster report has just emerged, produced by a PhD priest at the Pontifical University in Krakow, Poland, where he says he was asked to prepare this report by various bishops and even cardinals. It details how the secretive homosexual lobby of priests and bishops in the Church is trying to gain a stronger foothold in his native Poland and how much damage has already been done by them in other parts of the world throughout the Church. From active homosexual clergy among priests to active homosexuals among bishops and those that are friendly to them, that protect them and promote them, as well as those who had been hidden and covered up the resultant child sex abuse at the hands of predator homosexual clergy. Now, we've attached a link to this report for your reading. It's pretty lengthy. It's about 36 pages long. There's another 15 or 20 pages of footnotes, but it is well worth the read. The link is right here on this page. It decries a culture of secrecy and false unity among bishops that has allowed the massive homosexual militancy to encroach on the Church and bring it to ruin in many parts of the world. He says near the conclusion, quote, "We must clearly, explicitly, and reservedly say, yes, there is a strong homosexual underground in the Church. Such circles in the Church strongly oppose the truth, morality, and revelation, cooperate with enemies of the Church, and incite revolt against Peter of our times." And another telling line, he says, "It is for his accuracy of opinion," referring to the Pope, "that he is so vehemently opposed or even hated by some in the Church, especially by members of the homo lobby, which represents the very center of internal opposition against the Pope." Close quote. That is an astounding statement. When Benedict was first elected and said to pray for me that I do not flee for fear of the wolves, he was not talking about the wolves of the culture outside the church, but the wolves in sheep's clothing, the ravenous wolves inside the church that he was well aware of, having been head of the CDF, the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, for nearly 25 years. Now, many uninformed in the church today, especially in the United States and its don't hurt anyone's feelings climate, scoff at the idea of a homosexual underground in the church, what the Polish PhD priest Father Oko, who prepared the report, calls the homo lobby, his words. They laugh it off or say it's isolated and largely ineffectual. But if you sit down privately with heterosexual, faithful priests, bishops, and even cardinals, you will hear an entirely different story. They are very much aware of the power and influence of these men who operate behind the scenes very clandestinely. It's not at all beyond the realm of possibility that it has been the obstruction and roadblocks thrown up by the homo lobby in the church, including the Vatican itself, that has finally beaten down Pope Benedict. This is a dangerous crowd. They destroy people, most especially clerics who dare to challenge them. They wield incredible influence behind the scenes, protecting one another. They promote what Father Oko calls homo heresy. As a matter of fact, that's the name of his report. Homo heresy to the worldwide detriment of the church. This is why, aware of their massive, damaging, and dangerous influence at all levels of the church, Pope Benedict set out very early in his reign to expunge them from the church, starting with the seminaries. But he was, unsurprisingly, met with opposition from almost day one. From what insiders tell us, the homo lobby has a special disdain for the traditional Latin Mass because it evokes and harkens back to a theology that they despise, especially a moral theology regarding human sexuality. Father Oko comes out and plainly states in his report, "If homo lobbyists are allowed to act freely in Poland, in a dozen or so years they may destroy entire congregations and dioceses, like in the USA, where priestly vocation is more and more now called a gay profession," end quote. In the book Light of the World, the Holy Father nails the problem exactly. He says, quote, "The greatest persecution of the church comes not from her enemies without, but arises from sin within the church," close quote. Even Vatican Secretary of State Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone himself has publicly gone on record and stated that, quote, "The Catholic Church has a problem with homosexuals rather than pedophiles," end quote, obviously speaking directly on the matter of the clergy sex abuse problem. My brother and sister Catholics, this homo heresy, to use Father Oko's term, has wreaked havoc on the church and her members for decades now. Almost single-handedly, it has caused the mass falling away of hundreds of millions from the true church established by Christ for man's salvation, outside of which no one is saved. It is responsible for the corruption of young minds, the polluting of catechesis, the ruination of the priesthood in many countries, and the corruption of some of the highest offices in the church. It may be the biggest, yet most private war the new pope will have to wage. Pray to the Holy Spirit that he send us a hero pope, a soldier pope, who will vigorously attack and root out this evil from the mystical body of Christ. One last quote from Father Oko sums things up rather nicely. Quote, "The global network of the homo lobbies and homo mafias must be counterbalanced by a network of honest people. An excellent tool that can be used here is the internet, which makes it possible to create a global community of people concerned about the fate of the church who have resolved to oppose homo ideology and homo heresy. The more we know, the more we can do." Closed quote. The more we know, indeed. God love you. I'm Michael Voris.